Scotty Philip Days is coming to the Philip community August 11th through the 13th. We're visiting with Doreen Vetter and Tricia Burns about all the things that are coming your way for Scotty Philip Days.
Thanks for having us.
It's a real pleasure, and it's always fun to be able to get to visit with people who are behind the scenes and making everything happen. A lot of people know why it's called Scotty Philip Days, but a lot of our listeners don't necessarily know. Tell us about that.
So Scotty Philip Days is our town celebration, and it is named that because of the founder of our town, Scotty Philip. And we are especially excited this year to have two of Scotty Philip's great-great-granddaughters, the grand marshals of our parade.
The schedule of events for Scotty Philip Days. I noticed Chalk the Way to Scotty Philip Days. What's that all about?
This is a new event for this year. We are really focused on making sure that we involve our entire community. Community members of all ages get to decorate our town and show everybody our pride and spread the festivities with chalking down the sidewalks and streets of Philip.
What are they going to be chalking?
Whatever their little imagination takes them with.
You know, you mentioned the beach theme, and this year it's sunshine and tan lines. How did you come up with this year's theme?
Jerry Spry is the head of our parade committee, and they decided that there's no better way to celebrate summer than with sunshine, tan lines, and that encompasses all ages.
What are we expecting to see? Are we expecting to see, like, bikinis or bathing suits from the 1920s or?
Well, we hope so. We want anything that's bright color, full of sunshine and tropical and smiles. And I bet a bikini would bring a few smiles.
What days are the parade?
It's Saturday the 12th at 10 a.m.
When I was looking through the schedule, Tricia, that there's so many free events, which is really nice. How do organizers of Scotty Philip Days make that happen?
It happens because we have a wonderful group of chamber members. The business support that we have in our community is outstanding. Just like being able to visit with you, Kennedy Implement gave us this opportunity to spread the word about our celebration this week and tell more people about Scotty Philip Days.
I've never known this about Scotty Philip Days, but it also encompasses the Hawk and Jackson County's 4-H Achievement Day.
Doreen and I just learned today that goes clear back to the 1920s, that our celebration revolved around our youth and 4-H activities. The 4-H Club, starting Friday, August 11 at 8 a.m., you can come in and view all of their exhibits. They have their livestock show at the fairgrounds here in town on Friday, as well as small animal or companion animal show. At 12:30, the 4-H is going to offer a burger bus and ice cream feed at the fairgrounds. Saturday, following the parade, we are super excited that 4-H is going to showcase their county talk-off and Project Runway down on our Center Avenue stage.
Touch on the highlights as we wrap up.
We have free inflatables for kids. We also have our mini demolition derby and our first annual ranch pickup showdown. Saturday starts with a 5K. We have goat yoga at the Scotchman Living Center. At 10 a.m., the parade begins. Following the parade, we are going to be celebrating our Senior Citizen Center's 50th anniversary. We have water games. We have a cornhole tournament, a tractor pull for kids. And we're going to finish Saturday up with the demolition derby. On Sunday, the Knights of Columbus are going to be hosting a breakfast. At 9 a.m., the Masonic Playday Rodeo will begin. And we also have the Spud Givings Memorial Golf Tournament starting at 9 a.m. on Sunday the 13th.
We want to thank both Doreen Vetter and Tricia Burns for joining us today. Scotty Philip Days, August 11th through the 13th in Philip. You can find more information by going online to Facebook and also at kbhbradio.com.